Earlier today, the people of Hawley assembled to remember the fallen. Suzy Radio broadcasts the service of remembrance from the Memorial Gardens, Hawley. David Jay sets the scene.
The parade formed up this morning in Consort Way West, moved off, turning into Vicarage Lane. It's now proceeding across the traffic lights from Victoria Road to the lane, and the parade will break off when all are here and walk into the War Memorial Gardens. Obviously, the gardens can't accept the entire parade all in one go, so as we look out at the memorial now, the colourful standards are making their way in. I can see five bright standards on their masts being carried in. They'll be lowered later during the ceremony. The Red Hill Corps of Drums, with its commanding officer Major David Edge, is heading the parade this morning. The standards have now broken off. As we look, two more enter, the guides, the Hawley guides, I think, and the scouts. The full order of the parade saw the chairman of Hawley Town Council and the chairman of the local branch of the Royal British Legion in the lead. Then the regular forces, the wreath-laying party, the Civic Party, the Judiciary, the Ex-Service Associations of Hawley Town, the Uniformed Public Services, the Army Cadet Force, St. John Ambulance, as we've already said, the Scouts and Girl Guides, Oakwood School, and the Poppy Parade. A committee was formed in 1919 to provide the Hawley War Memorial, which in 1922 was duly positioned on its original site on the other side of the Brighton Road from today. Soldier George Freeman died an unexceptional death in the war by the standards of the day, but his father was a member of the town council and the original chairman of the War Memorial Committee. He it was who secured the original plot outside the hostelry in those days known as the Thorns, today the Air Balloon. The memorial was moved to its present site here in the Memorial Gardens in 1953 when the Brighton Road was widened. It's a white Celtic cross, bearing in stone a sword, some foliage, and a wreath below which we read, "To the glory of God and in honour of the men of Hawley who made the supreme sacrifice in the Great War, 1914 to 1918. Their name liveth forevermore." As members of the band file now into the memorial garden at Hawley, we can see the words beneath the first inscription on the memorial, the renowned words of Lawrence Binyon that begin, "They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old." And below those is the later inscription, "To the memory of those who gave their lives in the World War, 1939 to 1945, for their honour and remembrance."
Welcome to the War Memorial for our Remembrance Sunday service. We meet together today in the presence of God. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts past and present have been given and taken away.
During the silence, will you please remember all people who have passed away since the First World War? Thank you.
That was Ron Pierce, branch president of the Royal British Legion.
Beep, 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 beep
shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down in the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Ravalli concludes the 2 minutes silence at Hawley here this morning. The standards, lowered for the silence, are raised bright now in the sunshine, which has broken through during the last 2 minutes to bathe in November light the large crowd inside and outside the gardens. And the branch chaplain of the Royal British Legion, the Reverend John Glasspool, will now lead our service.
Let us pray. Ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
Paul Grest reading Matthew 5, verses 1 to 12. And now the Royal British Legion branch chaplain, the Reverend John Glasspool, to give his address and lead prayers.
From early history, flowers have become symbols. Roses for love and England. Daffodils for Marie Curie charity and Wales. The thistle for Scotland. And the shamrock for Ireland. And of course, the poppy has become the universal symbol of remembrance.
Eternal Father, Strong to Save is a hymn traditionally associated with seafarers, especially the maritime armed services, and it was also sung when Churchill met Roosevelt on the Prince of Wales. Written in 1860, its author William Whiting was inspired by the dangers of the sea described in Psalm 107. It was popularized by the Royal Navy and the United States Navy in the late 19th century. Following the hymn, the Reverend Glasspool will lead the act of rededication, followed by the national anthem and the laying of wreaths.
Thank you. Good God, Father of all, we pledge ourselves to serve you and this neighbourhood, to bring relief to all who are in need, and comfort to the sad, lonely, and distressed. Keep us ever mindful of the struggles and achievements of former generations, and of this place where we make our home, now and in the days to come. Amen.
Standards lowered for the national anthem and raised now bright in the brilliant Hawley sunshine this Remembrance Sunday morning. And now the wreath laying part of our ceremony here at Hawley. And first, wreaths from Hawley Town Council, laid by the Mayor, Dr. Richard Oliver, and from Surrey County Council, laid by Councillor Kay Hammond. Next, the Royal Naval Association, the Royal Artillery Association, the Royal Air Force Association. Wreaths now laid by members of the Uniformed Public Services. Hawley Lions, who of course sponsored the Donkey Derby, covered here in this memorial ground by Susie Radio only a few short weeks ago. I can see St. John Ambulance, who are performing sterling service here this morning amongst this crop of wreath layers. The youngest members among the wreath layers stepping forward now in the sunshine. Scouts, brownies, guides, cadets. This really is a most impressive sight. Wonderful turnout from the people of Hawley and from the local organisations. And very few people have stepped away among the congregation, either inside the gardens or outside, where they still stand dense around the railings at this southern end of the Memorial Gardens on the busy road junction of the main Brighton Road, Vicarage Lane, and Victoria Road, along which the parade will soon march back into Hawley Town Centre before it's dismissed. And finally, in the service, the blessing from the chaplain.
Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good cheer. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no man evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honour all men. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen.
The Reverend John Glasspool, chaplain to the Hawley branch of the Royal British Legion, concludes the service in brilliant sunlight. As the service ends here in Hawley Memorial Gardens and the elements of the parade, led by these magnificent brightly coloured standards, start to reassemble behind us in Vicarage Lane, ready to march back to the town centre, Susie Radio is very grateful to Hawley Town Council and especially to Mr. Alan Jones for their ready assistance with this morning's outside broadcast. Bill Watson, Tony Key and especially Doug Cox have provided special help with its preparation. Doug's research has been essential. In this centenary year of the outbreak of the First World War, on Remembrance Sunday from the Memorial Gardens in Hawley, back to the studio.